This past Sunday in the church I attended, there was a note in the bulletin about the Super Bowl. This was not a prayer for the hometown team, the Patriots. It was a call for parishioners to get behind a move to highlight the dark side of one of the biggest events in sports, the increase in child sex trafficking. Now, an estimated 75,000 ticket holders will attend this year's Super Bowl in Indianapolis. Up to 50,000 more fans will come for the parties. And a chorus of voices from churches and human rights groups has been asking the state to send a signal to sex traffickers. They did. Legislators rewrote existing law, and Governor Mitch Daniels signed it. Maggie Clark is covering the issue for the State Line News Service. Maggie, what does this new law do? Because there was a previous anti-sex trafficking law on the books, correct?
Right. The original law had a provision in it that only allowed prosecution when the trafficker was the parent, guardian, or custodian of a child forced into prostitution or labor. So what the Indiana legislature did was they broadened the law to include prosecution of anyone over 18 who knowingly or intentionally sells or transfers custody of a child under 16 for prostitution or forced labor.
And it's a tougher punishment.
Yes, they moved it up from a Class B to a Class A felony, which in the state is punishable by 20 to 50 years in prison.
And just give us a sense of what other states do, because there are laws in other states as well.
Lawmakers in 20 states are actually currently debating bills related to stopping human trafficking, and they're from anything to establishing trafficking as a crime to providing additional appropriations for victim services, increasing criminal penalties for traffickers, and giving police extended authority to use wiretaps or subpoenas to investigate potential child sexual exploitation.
Well, we've reported on this before that, these trafficking rings are attracted to areas where there are so many people at times of these huge events like the Super Bowl. But one of the things that these human rights groups and religious groups are trying to do in Indianapolis this time is to band together to make sure the law gets enforced. Tell us a little bit about what they're doing.
This week, both local and national nonprofits and religious groups are traveling to Indianapolis to help the community prepare to assist victims of trafficking. Groups have been training Indianapolis cab drivers to recognize signs of trafficking, hotel employees, and also volunteers have been passing out thousands of bars of soap to area hotels and nightclubs, both with the trafficking hotline number and instructions on how to report trafficking or call to get help.
Those hotline numbers are on the wrappers of the soap. But as you well know, there's a debate over how big a problem this is. Now, you write, and we remember that in 2010 at the Super Bowl in Miami, six children were recovered from potential sexual exploitation. There were charges there. In 2011 at the Texas Super Bowl, 133 arrests were made in the 12 days before the game. And as you write, one case involved an international Chinese trafficking ring, and there were cases of sex trafficking of minors. So there are cases when they are appalling just, in and of themselves. But you say the debate is over how big a scale this is?
Correct. So, for example, in Dallas, their police sergeant estimated that between 50,000 and 100,000 prostitutes would come to Dallas. And according to the state attorney general's office and a federal trafficking task force, there were 133 arrests at the Dallas Super Bowl related to trafficking. So while this is certainly a problem, it isn't quite to the scale that some had predicted.
But as you said, rights groups are thrilled that the issue is, at least edging towards the spotlight at this big event.
Right. The event certainly does bring a spotlight to the issue. And what I did hear from people who research it really is that trafficking is a year-round issue, not just a Super Bowl issue.
But maybe this will put it in people's, front burners, and they'll be thinking about it.
Right.
Maggie Clark, staff writer with the State Line Online News Service. Maggie, thanks so much.
Thank you.